I thought we got a lot of things accomplished. We took a lot of time to cover end of half and end of game situations that are, you know, really important. Some of them have happened to us. Some of them have happened to other teams in the league, and we kind of do our best to simulate that with the guys. As we all know, a lot of games are going to be decided in the last couple of minutes in this league. That's just the way it is. And so we devoted a lot of time to that, did some red zone and a little bit of pressure as well. So.
How do you feel the offense responded today?
I think pretty well. You know, I thought our pass scale was a lot better. Again, it's a little bit hard to tell. We didn't have as many really naturally competitive snaps, if that makes any sense. So some of the stuff, you know, like in the end of the game stuff, you have to fabricate a little bit, you know what I mean, because you want the clock to keep moving in certain situations. So I think overall, well, I just don't think the sample was as big. Yesterday we had 103 competitive snaps. I don't think we were really close to that today.
And no pads this weekend, right? Or pads tomorrow?
No,
pads. Camp pads
right.
In the minicamp.
Right, correct.
What do you expect out of the spring game tomorrow? Is it you're going to split up the teams?
Yeah.
What's up?
You know, we're looking for competition. We're looking for guys to, you know, we're going to mix it up, kind of throw the guys into a pot and stir it around. So I think we're looking for guys to communicate potentially with guys maybe that they haven't lined up next to and gotten a ton of reps next to. That may happen. It may not. Just see how they respond. We're going to, you know, just kind of put the ball down. We're going to use special teams. You know, the best. Again, we're not going to be able to gauge live tackling on certain things. But I think it'll be good. I think the main things are the competitive nature, the ability to communicate, the ability to play the calls with, you know, everybody kind of off to the side and go from there.
Can you do this every year?
We did it last year. We didn't do it my first year here, but we did it last year. We thought it was a positive way to end the off-season program.
Coach, when a player goes from a first-year player to a second-year player, with some players, can you almost visually see a light go on? Can you clearly see a difference, and how do you look at that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, two guys you could talk about would be like Dallas Thomas and Jamar Taylor, two guys that, you know, for all intents and purposes, didn't participate a lot in the OTAs last year, and they've made significant progress. And so certainly that's the expectation that, you know, year one, some guys, things click right away. They're off and running. They play 16 games. They contribute. They do a great job. Others, it might take the time. Development might take a little bit longer. So certainly pleased. Those are two examples of guys that are certainly making progress between year one and two.
With Jamar specifically, was it just a matter of getting him healthy, or was there more to it than that?
I think, you know, getting him on the field for a consistent, you know, getting healthy so you can practice, you know, for an extended period of time. It's hard to really show a lot of growth and gains when you're on, you're off. You're missing a lot of the install. That's hard for guys that have been in the league sometimes, but, you know, throw in you're a rookie and that's happening. And I think I do think it makes it tougher.
So, follow up on that. So with Jamar being healthy, how do you evaluate him? How do you look at him through these OTAs and training camp? Do you look at him as if you would have looked at him last year in his rookie year because of the time he didn't have, or you want to see?
Yeah, not necessarily. We're just looking, you know, again, we're just giving him opportunities to get out on the field and compete for playing time. So we're not really looking in through the eyes of a certain year or a certain level of experience, but more get him out there. Let's see how he plays press man. Let's see how he plays cloud corner. Let's see how he plays off. Let's see how he plays the fire zones and get a look at him on tape and see how he's moving and adjusting and competing and evaluate from there.
Joe, Derek Shelby said he's been working out with Cam Wake, running with him, lifting weights. Do you see a difference in Derek Shelby? And if so, what do you see?
Yeah. I think he's a little bit bigger. He's a little bit more physical at this stage of the game. I'd say probably 5 to 6 pounds would be my guess if we looked at the records from last year. And, you know, the thing about Shelby is you watch him on film and the cut-ups at the end of the season, and you probably gain a better appreciation for him than you do during the year. He's very, very disciplined. He really carries out his assignments and his technique well. And he's a disciplined guy. He's smart. He's in the right spots. So he's made a nice contribution over these couple of years. And, excited about what he can do for us this year as well.
With four defensive ends now, and assuming Dion continues to make the progress, four defensive ends that you could really rely on, does that kind of maybe take some of the pressure off Cam in some situations that you don't have him out there for 60, 65, 70 snaps?
Well, I think if you talk to any coach, any defensive coach, they'd love to be able to rotate guys and keep guys fresh. And so the fourth quarter, you know, and you anticipate going into games that you have to be ready for a close game in the fourth quarter, and you want guys to have fresh legs. So, again, we're not at the stage to divvy up snaps quite yet, but, I mean, you know, the more good players you have at a certain position, the better.
And Jelani Jenkins, physical attributes, I mean, speed and that kind of stuff, what do you like about him?
Yeah. He does have good play speed, Chris, and I think part of that is because he's an intelligent player, you know. So he's a guy that if you're, you know, teaching a concept or a scheme or a blitz or a coverage, he's not what we would call a high rep guy. And so he picks things up quickly. I noticed him today one time in punt protection working with Gillislee on a twist, you know, and kind of effortless, kind of smooth. He's athletic, and, you know, he's another player that's making good progress.
Your thoughts on the new right side of your offensive line, how Shelley has done, how Juwan has done?
Yeah. I like them. I like the way they're. I like the way they practice, both guys. I think they've both picked up the system really well. I think Juwan James, for a rookie, displays very good awareness. He's a bright guy. And, you know, Shelley's played for John in Houston a couple years. So, you know, he kind of has some familiarity with the techniques that John teaches. And so, but I like Shelley. He's kind of a guy that doesn't make a lot of noise, real hard worker, very strong guy, and he's done well.
What have you seen from Erlich? I know you've had 13 practices. There are no pads, but obviously he's got to be a physical guy since he's playing the interior defensive spot.
Yeah, jumps in the front of the lines and an individual. Love the way he works. He shows up on pursuit on plays away from him. He's hustling to the ball. You know, he would probably be one of those guys you might classify as a quiet leader. I mean, he's not necessarily the most vocal guy, but shows up every single day, really puts in an honest day's work, and really pleased with him, like what he's done so far.
Can you kind of talk about what you see from Kolisi as he's moving from outside to inside linebacker?
Yeah, I think he's stepping out of his comfort zone a little bit, and I think he's, again, a guy that's really put a tremendous amount of time into this transition. He's here early, very early in the morning. He's working with Coach Duffner, and you know, so he's very diligent about his preparation. You know, obviously, he's got to communicate more now that he's on the inside as opposed to being on the outside. I think he has a firm grasp of what we're doing on defense. And as I said, you know, I've said many times about him, the thing you like about him as a football player is, you know, he does the fundamentals of football well, getting off a block, pursuing to the ball, tackling, knocking the ball loose. I mean, he's a physical guy, plays the game the right way. And so far it's been good. You know, we'll see when the bullets start flying.
What is Norshawn Moreno showing you at this point so far?
As I said yesterday, I mean, he's a guy that comes into the building every day with a positive attitude. He brings a lot of energy to the room and to the team. And, again, he's picked up the system well. And, you know, I think he's right where he needs to be. We'll see how things go. Obviously, training camp is going to be – we want it to be a very, very competitive situation in training camp at every single position. We'll have more – with the pads on, we'll have a better grasp of the evaluation at every single position. And then – we'll gradually move into preseason games and take it from there.